you ever hear of a meadow or a prairie?
Yeah.
What?
A prairie?
Uh-huh.
A prairie is a vast piece of land without any trees or anything on it, nothing but what they call salt grass. They got it right over across the bay in Welder's Ranch there. They got prairies over.
Mm-hmm.
Big prairies over there.
Is a prairie sort of wet like a marsh?
No.
Just got salt.
Yeah, it's just got that grass.
What about a meadow?
Meadow? Well, that's in a piece of land there where it's trees all around it, and in the middle of it is a green meadow, you know, grass growing, and it's always green.
Mm-hmm. Do they have those around here?
Some places they have.
Mm-hmm. You said they made a levee?
They made a what?
What did you say? A meadow?
Well, it's a piece of land in it, and it's surrounded by some trees or something, and then around in the middle of it is a big open space, no trees, nothing, and green grass growing in it all the time.
And that's a meadow.
Meadow.
Sandy had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off the swamp. You'd say you wanted to
drain it.
Uh-huh. What would you dig to drain the water off?
Where would I dig?
What would you dig?
Oh. Well, I'd have to dig a ditch.
Uh-huh. What about something similar to a ditch, but it's big enough for a boat to go through?
Oh, channel?
Mm-hmm.
Canal?
And
canal, they'd call them, a channel.
A small rise in land, you'd call a
hill, hilly land.
Any other name for hill?
I don't know.
And to open the door, you'd take hold of the door.
Knob.
Do you ever use that word knob talking about land?
No.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a
mountain, I guess.
Uh-huh. And the rocky side of the mountain that just drops off real sharp. Sort of hangs over. That would be a
shelf?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever heard of a cliff?
Cliff?
Uh-huh.
A cliff, I guess, yeah.
Talking about several of those, you talk about several
cliffs.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you call that a
I wouldn't know.
You know, on television, the gunfighters, for every man they'd kill, they'd cut a little what in their guns?
Oh, notch.
Uh-huh. And say if you had a heavy rain and maybe down the side of a hill, some water that had cut a little
gully.
Okay. What about something that is big, it's several feet deep, several feet wide? Maybe it has a little stream at the bottom of it, where a lot of land is.
They call that, it would be a ravine, would it?
What would a ravine look like?
Well, that's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they would call it. I do too, but I can't think of it.
What about a, if you had some water flowing along, you'd call that a
water flowing?
Uh-huh.